the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Terrell Toomer. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Darien Pharmacy, Action Heating and Air, and by Blue Bay Bar and Grill. Now, here is your host, Kenny Palmer.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to McIntosh County Academy Coach Show with head coach Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer, location at Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, where we'll be each every week on Wednesday night at 7 for the entire season. The segment of Terrell Toomer Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Darien Pharmacy, Action Heating and Air, and by Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill. And now joining us, the head coach of MCA Buccaneers, Terrell Toomer. Coach, we haven't had a game seem like it's been a month. And I know you're itching and ready to go this Friday night.
Well, good evening, Mr. King. And actually, it has been a month. It's been 28 days since we played at Clinch County and back in August.
Wow.
So it's been a while. It's been a while, and the guys are itching. We're itching as coaches. You know, I'm sorry we're running a little late today. I had to go through every phase of everything, but it's been a while. We're excited about Friday. We had three of the best days of practice this week than we had all year. I mean, it was a lot of energy. We was expecting kids to be kind of slow, to be out of shape. They were bouncing around. I mean, it was three good days of practice.
Well, Coach, I was out there at practice yesterday, and it looked like the kids were having fun, and they was excited about just being back on the field again. And now, Coach, tell me this. How are you getting the boys prepared to get back in playing shape after 28 days of not playing a football game? Give me your opinion on how you're getting the kids ready to go.
Mr. Palmer, there is no one way to do it. The best way to get in shape is playing the game, and we can't simulate that in practice. We can't simulate that in any situation. The best way to get kids in game shape is getting in the game and playing it. There's no other way. You can't run them enough. You might run them too much. You don't want to kill the legs, but the best way to get them in shape is just being in the game. There's no substitute for it.
Okay, Coach, we are talking about Friday night game. We headed up to Jenkin Collins, and Jenkin Collins is a 2-1 football team. Now, I don't know who they had played or who they had beaten. A 3-1 football team. Wow. I tell you what, Coach, we may have our handful in Jenkins County Friday night. Now, give me your feedback on the team and what you expect of Jenkins on Friday night.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about the fact that we hadn't played in so long and that those guys have four games under their belt to our two. So that is a little nervous as a coach. But the only thing we can do is just go out and play as hard as we can. And you know, everybody got to understand, not trying to give our kids an excuse, but they've got four games under our belt, too. And you know, if I run four laps every day and you run two, I'm going to be in better shape than you are. You know, so we like I said earlier, the kids are excited about it. But, you know, I'm expecting some, a little bad play. I wouldn't tell the kids that, but I'm expecting, you know, maybe a bad snap or two or some different things of that nature. But we just got to keep pressing. We got to keep our head down and keep working.
You know, Coach, whatever happened on Friday night, you know, like you say, there may be penalties, may be sloppiness at times, but as coaches, you got to, you know, as the ball game progresses, you will have to adjust and overcome all these things. You know, last year, we had the same situation with the Storm last year. We had three games in 9 days. You guys don't have to play three games in 9 days this time, but just getting back on the field and getting them ready for a 3-1 football game, it's going to be a little tough. But, you know, as coaches, you can't get bent out of shape. You can't get too high. You can't get too low. You got to take it as it comes.
Yeah, as coaches, we got to identify Friday night. We got to identify the things that we're doing wrong, and then we got to identify the things that the kids are doing wrong. And if it's coaching, we got to coach them up. As kids, they got to be focused. They got to be mentally focused in every situation and just try to strive for what we do and play McIntosh football.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, Coach, another thing I want to ask you. Offensively-wise, you know, we've been kind of struggling a little bit on offense. We haven't got there where we want to be yet. What have we done different to try to get the kids ready on offense this week to get going and play?
Well, as far as offense is concerned, you're right. We're sitting back and we're just waiting on a breakout game. We're just waiting on a game where we can break out, you know, and you want to break out every game. But as far as some of the changes we've made offensively, like I said earlier in the week or 2 weeks ago, Jimmy get the ball more. JP will get the ball more this week for us. We're paying attention to the details. We're paying attention to the offensive line steps. We're paying attention to our play call. And finally, in practice, we're asking the kids to be mentally tough and no busts, no mistakes. And that's why I'm a little late, because we made some busts and we made some mistakes, and we're not going to leave until those things are perfect. So we're asking for perfection from those teenagers.
Well, Coach, you know, that's, I'm looking for that breakout game. You know, we haven't had it yet, and your offensive coordinator told me he used to put up 53 points a game. Excuse me. I'm just looking for a 30-point game one night, and that'll make me happy. Could you give me anything on that?
Yeah, we as far as that's concerned, I mean, when you have a new system, offense or defense, just being honest, and I've always felt like this as a player, and I give an example of myself. My first year in college, I struggled. But my second year, I excelled. And I went to junior college. So when I changed and I went to BSU, my first year of the program, I struggled a little bit. And my second year, I was rolling. I was on track to play the best football ever. You know, as humans, you know, adults and hometown fans, you want results right now. But it's taken a while. I think our kids are finally starting to understand it, and I'm hoping, I'm just like you, I'm waiting on that breakout game where we get all cylinders pumping.
Yes, and Coach, you know, I'm an old school football coach. I'm like that offensive and defensive line. The battles is winning the trenches. And tell me, how are you getting your offensive defensive line, especially your defensive line, to blow up things and get in the backfields and get some pressure on your quarterback?
Well, we got four senior offensive linemen, and we got one senior defensive line. And what we've done is we've just went to them man-to-man and just challenged those guys to step up and put this running game on their back and take us down the field. They've been doing it together for 3 years now, started as freshmen, when we went 0-3, we made that switch and put them four guys in there, and they did it their sophomore year, they did it their junior year, and now we're just asking those guys to take over that running game, to take it.
Yes, and Coach, let me tell you this, you know, getting Michael Campbell healthy, those 28 days really, really got Mike as healthy as he could ever be, and Mike in practice, he looked like the old Mike, and I'm excited to see what he's going to do Friday night in this ball game.
Yeah, not only Mike, but, you know, there are some advantages and disadvantages to having those amount of days off. Is we got all of our nicks and boo-boos healed up.
Yes.
And guys with, you know, guys that had pre-existing injuries, those guys got a chance to really get those things about right. So the downfall is you had so many days off, but the good part about it is you got to find some positive. And the positive is that we have a lot of guys that are feeling good right now.
Yes, you know, Coach, we're still losing Christian Wright. He won't be able to go Friday night. Will Christian be ready to go Friday night?
No, he won't, but he'll be ready next Friday. His injury is an old injury, and the doctor put him out for three, but he should be ready to go next week.
Okay, Coach, because, you know, I want to say this. We need to get a fast start Friday night. We've been playing a lot behind and always coming out slow. What have we done to correct this to get off to a start fast Friday night?
Well, we've done what we call in practice, we've done a fast period, and it's a period where offense goes 10 plays fast as we can, no mistakes, and, you know, whatever play is called, pass play, and no mistakes.
Right.
Yeah, so what we're doing little things to start fast.
And another thing I watch in practice, Coach, you was talking about that pace. Keep everything going fast. Keep moving. Nobody walking off and on the field. Perfection. We got to have perfection. We got to get this right. We got to get that right. You guys as coaches, it's your job to make sure everybody be in position. It's your job to make sure the coaches, everybody doing what they're supposed to do. Now tell me what you have done this week to make sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to do.
Well, we when we came in Sunday, we just made sure that we were organized to a T. To the point where every part of practice is wrote out. Every part of practice is scheduled out so that there's no mistakes. Everyone knows what they're doing at what time. So we've made a few changes in that manner. So.
Okay, more to come on the Terrell Tumaco Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
For years, the people of Darien have had to cross the bridge for authentic Mexican food. Until now, welcome to Darien Blue Bay Bar and Grill, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in Darien, period. Fajitas, chili relanos, burritos, al pastor tacos, and of course, the best margaritas you have ever tasted. Strawberry, peach, mango, and lime. Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, 110 Scriven Street in downtown Darien. Or call ahead, 912-574-8016.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Show with head coach Terrell Tumaco on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer, on location from Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill. This segment brought to you by Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, Summit Sports Medicine, and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Coastal Pine Technical College. Coach, okay, we're back on the air. Coach, and my thing is, Coach, defense been carrying us. Man, and give me what you think about your defense and will it be ready to go Friday night?
Yeah, well, I just want to say, you know, our defensive coaches are doing a heck of a job with a lot of young guys, and they...
And Coach, when you say young, we got some babies. We got some 14-year-old guys on the defense side of the
ball. Yeah, we do. And Coach Marshall and Coach Harrison and Coach Kirk and Coach Franklin, they're doing a fabulous job with them. They're doing so good of a job, you know, like you say, that they are carrying us right now. And me personally, I didn't expect that this time of year. I kind of expected our offense, but our offense is trying to get rolling. So, yes, those guys are carrying us, but Coach Marshall's doing a great job with those guys on that side of the football. I'm very proud of them. Like I've said, they meet and exceed my expectations every week.
And Coach, you know, but like you said, I was out in practice. I didn't come out Monday, but I was out there Tuesday. But, man, the way the kids were flying around, Coach, I haven't seen so excitement. And I think they were just happy to get back on the field. And they looked like they were ready to play yesterday if they couldn't get on the field.
Yeah, you know, interesting point what you said about the guys flying around. And, you know, I know we have to give them a look scout team-wise. And sometimes you get on the scout team about, you know, not going fast or not giving it all or not giving a great look. And then sometimes I just have to sit back and say, you know, that guy is pretty fast. You know, I'm talking about defense now.
Yes, sir.
You know, that guy is pretty fast. We fly around to the football. Every coach that I've talked to that we played, they all give compliments on how fast our guys get to the football and how everyone gets there with great presence.
Hey, Coach, let me say this. I watched your scout team yesterday against your number one offensive line. And those young men were making some plays out there, man, and I was surprised, you know?
Yeah, we, you know, just everywhere I've been, you can always give the offense a better look than you can the defense, because asking young guys to run someone else's offense that they don't have a clue about, you know, it's just kind of, you know, trying to put water in a cup in the wind. You know, there's no way they can do it exactly how we need it done. But defensively, scout team, you can give them a great look. You know, defensively, all you got to do is come off the football or just play fast, and you can give our offense a great look. So, yes, we pride ourselves on trying to give those guys a look on the offensive side of the ball. That's my fun time. I get the young guys, and I get them pumped up, and I try to get an offensive coach's hair and just have fun with it.
Yes, sir. And, Coach, let me say this right here. Like you say, these guys are only one point of getting into the ball game on a Friday night. So, you know, the more reps and the looks they get, it's going to help them to be a better football player, get ready for Friday night, aim in that chair.
Yeah, it is. The scout team is where you earn your name. It's where you earn your playing time. I want to point out one kid in particular, Jamar Jones. I mean, he's given our defense one of the best looks that I've seen from a young guy in a long time. And because of the look that he's given us on Monday and Tuesday, he's earned himself some playing time this Friday night on offense.
All right. You listen to the Terrell Toomer Coach Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Our coach, the JV has a home game tomorrow against Webb County. Am I correct on that?
Yes, our JV plays tomorrow at 5:00.
And our coach, I'll tell you what, the boys, the JV team really surprised me the way they played against Cavalry. It was a lightning strike short game. But man, I tell you what, they looked pretty good on that game, Coach.
Yeah, our JV came out and embodied what we want as Buccaneer football. They came out and they played fast, they played hard, and they were in very good condition, and it showed on the field. And I was very proud of those guys. They had fun doing it.
Yes, and Coach, that's what you preach to them all the time. Give me a look. Be ready. You never know, man. Next man up, that could be you. You know, we could be calling your number. And I'll tell you what, I'm willing to see, is this going to carry over tomorrow night? And willing to see how they're going to come out and play.
Yeah, it's one thing about those guys. Those young guys are excited, and those young guys are ready to play. And, you know, as a young guy, that's your time to shine on Thursday, because a lot of times just not ready to go on Friday. And, you know, it may be a year or two. So you get a chance to show your parents and your friends and grandmamas and granddaddies what you can do on Thursday evening. And those guys have fun doing it, man. I'm proud of the way they play the game. And I pray that they come out tomorrow night fast and ready to play.
Yes, and Coach, I'll tell you what, now, I was over at the middle school game this afternoon, and even though they lost 30-12, they came out against a big Lewis Fraser physical football team. And Coach, you know, they did some good things, and I see some nice looking kids coming in from the middle school, and Coach Jones is doing a good job over there.
Yeah, I'm proud of what Coach Jones is doing over there. This is our first year back on the schedule where we're playing outside. You know, last year they played in-house. They split the team up down the middle and played against one another. And this year is our first year back to getting out, and we're playing James Fraser, we're playing Glenn, and we're playing all of the different middle schools from Brunswick. But I'm proud of what he's doing with those guys. You're right that they do look good as a eighth grade bunch, and I'm excited to get those guys over with us next year. Every chance I get, I go watch them. I go to practice. We scrimmage them. Our young guys, our ninth graders scrimmage their guys at the beginning of the season. And, you know, me and Coach Jones talking, we need to do that more to just get those guys game experience.
And yes, Coach, and, you know, anytime you're playing somebody bigger and stronger and better than you are, it's only going to make you get better. And, like you were saying, Coach, I've seen y'all, you know, working on your special team a lot this week. You know I am about special teams. You could win or lose a ball game with special teams.
Yeah, I learned that a long time ago, probably my first year coaching, that you don't want to be lax on special teams. Special teams will get you beat. Any part of the kicking game is got to be perfection. I mean, no one may not know this, but on Friday night there's a certain amount of time we got to get a snap to foot.
Yes.
And kick. and there's a certain amount of time, I mean, or if something's getting blocked.
Yes.
Or somebody's scoring going the other way. So far, knock on wood, our special team has been immaculate. We haven't had any turnovers. We haven't had any bad penalties, maybe offsides, but we have really put the hammer down on special teams.
We'll be right back to MCD Culture Show with head coach Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
In South Georgia, it's hot and nothing is worse than not having an AC unit that doesn't cut the mustard. Action Heating and Air is here to help, serving McIntosh, Glenn, and surrounding counties since 1991. On call for you 24/7, and when it does cool off, we can get your unit winter ready in a snap. Financing available, Action Heating and Air, 912-437-6888. Online at actionac.com, and let's go Bucks! Darien Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center on Highway 17 in Darien. They accept most insurances and have competitive cash prices with free delivery to McIntosh and Glenn counties. Look for them on Facebook and at their website, DarienPharmacyGA.com. Open until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Give them a call, 912-437-3784, and let's go Bucks!
Welcome back to the MC Buccaneers Coach Show with head coach Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer on location at Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill. This segment brought to you by the Darien Pharmacy and by Action Heating and Air. Now, Coach, you know, we have sat here and talked about, not being on the field, not playing a game in 28 days and this and that and all this. But Coach, when Friday night come, when the lights get on us, all of us you're going to have to put behind you and just go out and play. Play the way you know how to play.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I can't express how excited I am to get back on the field again Friday night. I mean, I can't wait to be under the lights. I don't have enough words to describe that, Mr. Kennedy. Mm-hmm.
And I told my wife, who was at home, I said, "Look here, if we don't have a game, I'm gonna have to start tackling you or somebody. I got to get. We need some football today. I'm gonna have to make you guys some football players." She was like, "Well, you better call Tumor and tell him to hurry and get a game." But Coach, you know, I'm so happy, man. I'm like a little kid in a candy jar that was ready to stick his hand in there, you know. And I'm pretty sure you're feeling the same way.
Yeah, I am. We started practice off this week, 10 minutes, over 3 days, 30 minutes. And in those 10 minutes, we had some competition drills, and we had fun. The first day, I think we done Oklahoma drill, and yesterday we done King of the Board. As long as you won the board, it was yours. And today we did big boy football one-on-ones.
Hey, Coach, let me ask you this. You know, your weightlifting, are you still doing that, doing your PE time in school? Because weightlifting is very important.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. We, during our off time, we've been able to get more heavy lifts in our downtime. We've been able to get some maxes in. Kids have broke some, we broke some bench maxes. We broke some squat, some clean. So, you know, like I said, not playing is a disadvantage. But the advantage part is we've gotten those kids in the weight room. We've got them strong, and we've been able to break some maxes. So, you know, that's been a good part. That's a plus. Because during the season, it's kind of hard to go up in those areas. So, you know, your body, there's so much on the kid's body during this part of the season. But us having this downtime, we were able to break a lot of maxes in the weight room.
And Coach, that's like you say, man. Sometimes downtime is good time. You know. During the Super Bowl, Coach, those guys have a 2 weeks break. And, man, they'll be itchy and ready to go, you know. But tell me this, Coach. Now, you got to make sure the boys don't be too high coming up from all this downtime, and you don't want them to be too low. As a head coach, how do you push that right button to make sure they maintain focus and keep everything going?
Well, I don't know if it's a button to push, but I know definitely when you go out, you know, after a layoff like this, you don't want the kids to put too much in warm-up. You don't want them to sweat it all out. So one of the things we'll do to scale back is we'll probably warm up in jerseys. That'll take the shoulder pads out of the sweat factor, keep them hydrated.
Yes.
And then we'll go out. We can't go to them and just say, hey, don't be hyped during warm up.
Right.
But we don't want to expand a whole lot of energy during that time.
And like you said, Coach, we got to take that bus ride to Jenkins County. And, you know, like you always say, kids like to be on a routine. And if you change things and make it too complicated for them, Coach, they begin to say, well, Coach, why are we doing this? We like to do things this way. But you guys as coaches, you got to make sure you keep keep everything in balance for them as, you know, because sometimes young men don't operate and do the way we do things.
No, they don't. And, you know, like I said before in the past, they are babies. They like to be on a schedule. And we'll probably pull out of here Friday at exactly around 2 p.m. and get rolling and get them on the schedule. We'll stop somewhere, get our food, and then we'll keep going from there. But yeah, we want to definitely keep them on schedule. Like I said, they are like little babies, and the schedule part really helps them out. It helps us out as coaches. It shows the kids that we're organized. It shows the parents that we're organized, and you know that we mean business, and this isn't some bush league program.
And Coach, I'll tell you what, you know, we have some fine young men on our team, and we got some good athletes. And the job you do with this, getting these kids ready and get them to prepare and put them in position to make the plays, you guys do an excellent job with that. And I want to just tell you guys that the job you do with these young men, you're getting them ready, not even on and off the football field, you get them prepared for life too, Coach. And, you know, that's a big part of being a coach.
Well, you know, that's one of the reasons why I started coaching. It wasn't for myself benefit. It was to help young boys become young men and be productive members of society. And I think that's what most coaches want, but that's especially what I want. Is I don't want to just win games. I didn't start this coaching deal for me. I started it to help young men. And the thing that I've always said is I started it to try to stop or run interference from those guys making the same mistakes that I made as teenagers.
Yes.
And make better choices. Now I didn't make the worst mistakes. I didn't make mistakes that some teens will make a mistake as a teenager that will affect them the rest of their life.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I made a lot of mistakes, but I didn't make one of those kind of mistakes. And I don't want those guys to make one of those kind of mistakes as well. And so, yeah, we want the best for them. We want them to strive to be excellent. We want them to be the best. You know, one of the things I always tell guys is whatever you're going to do in life, you be the best at it. If you end up trash truck man or waitress, you end up the guy that sweeps the gutters at night or blows the parking lot off, whatever you end up doing in life, you want to be the best at it. You want to show up first. You want to be at work on time. You want to be that guy that the boss says, I know I can depend on him.
Yes, and Coach, let me tell you something. You know, just like they on the field on Friday night, they got to protect one another and look after one another. They got to be like brothers men out there, Coach. You know, you got my back, I got your back. And, you know, it's not about I, because it's no I in the word team. Team is a team that's going to cover one another and work together as a team to get things done. And you guys do a great job at that.
Yeah, they got to go on the field, and they got to trust one another. They got to trust the person beside them. They got to trust that person to do their job. And that's one of the things that I've always stressed as a coach is DYDJ, do your darn job.
Yes, sir.
Worry about what you're supposed to do. Now, if you do that, you trust the guy beside you to do his job, and you do your job, now y'all all on the same page. Now you can trust your brother. Now you can trust that when we need that first down, we're going to get it.
Yes.
We need that third down and two stop, we're going to get it and get off the field.
Yes.
That's what it's about.
Yes. And I'll tell you what, Coach, your defensemen have been doing a great job getting off and on off the field. And, you know, that's what the trait of a good defense. Stop that third and two, third and three, third and four, and turn the ball over to your offense. And you guys do a good job at that.
Our Achilles heel right now on defense is trying to get off the field on those third and long situations.
Mm-hmm.
And I always make sure we pay a lot of close attention to it in practice, put a lot of emphasis on third down, removing ourselves from the field. So that's one of the things that we want to work on this week. We want to get off the field in critical third down situations.
Yes. Thank you for joining us for the MCA Coaching Show with Terrell Tumo and the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Blue Bay Bar Mexican Bar and Grill and join us every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for the Terrell Tumo Show. I'm Kenny Palmer and signing off.